A guide to proper posture. If you have bad posture, don't lose hope. You can do some things to help keep your spine in its proper place. The first step is to recognize common habits that impact the way you hold your body. You may need to change to a new chair, desk, or bed. With practice, you can train yourself to have better posture. Stand with your head, shoulder blades, and lower back against a wall. Place your feet apart as wide as your hips and keep your head directly over your spine. Practice breathing deeply, not in a shallow way. A doctor or physical therapist may also give you stretches to do. Try this exercise to make the muscles in your upper back, shoulders, and trunk stronger. Lie on your stomach and bend your elbows into a W shape. Then, reach your arms up into a Y shape above your head. Last, lower your arms into a T shape. Maintain each pose for 3 to 5 seconds. Do 3 to 5 sets of 12 reps for each exercise. You'll be on your way to a healthier spine in no time.
Welcome back, everyone, to English for You. I'm Adam.
I'm Elsie. How's your back feeling now?
A little bit better, but you know what? I'm really interested to see more things that we can learn about posture and how I can have a healthy back and a healthy spine.
That's very important.
So, jumping into our article, everyone, it says, if you have bad posture, don't lose hope.
Don't lose hope.
You can do some things to help keep your spine in its proper place. So, we have to make sure we're doing something proper. And proper, we see, is just the correct or right way for what's needed or expected. So, an example sentence I could say is, to stay healthy and live a long life, eating a proper diet is essential. So, eating McDonald's every day for dinner is not a proper diet.
所以 proper 这个形容词就是适当的、正确的。到底要如何才能够让我们的脊椎在适当的位置呢？ So, you know, we have to learn how to have good posture.
Yeah.
How to keep our spine straight.
Yes, but a little curve. Remember, we still want a little curve in our spine.
Yes.
And we'll find out after we come back from our language and focus what we can do more to have a healthy spine and a healthy posture.
今天的 language and focus 我们要讲到的是 keep, leave,还有 fight 后面加上受词以及受词补语的用法。那刚刚提到的三个动词，第一个是 keep， 它解释为使维持；第二个是 leave， 解释为使点点点或是把点点点放在某个位置；那第三个是 fight， 也就是发现或觉得。那刚刚说到的受词补语，也就是 OC， 它可以使形容词或是介系词片语，用来补充说明受词的状态。所以给同学们各一个例句，然后放我们刚刚讲到的动词哦。第一个是 keep the keys in this box so you won't forget them。好，把这些钥匙放在这个箱子里面、盒子里面，这样一来你就不会忘记它们。那第二个是 I found the movie pretty interesting. What about you? 哎，我觉得电影还蛮有趣的。那你呢？那第三个是。Please leave me alone. Don't talk to me. 拜托让我一个人静静，不要跟我说话。好，所以你都会发现这三个动词后方加了受词之后，再来接上去的可以是形容词或是介系词片语。
Okay, so let's everyone jump into the steps of how we can help our posture. The article says the first step is to recognize common habits.That impact the way you hold your body.
Impact 这个动词呢，是对点点点产生影响或是冲击。所以第一步 ，the first step， 就是要知道哪些习惯会造成你姿势不良。
All right, and what do we need to do? All right, well, let's find out. It says you may need to change to a new chair, desk, or bed.
So do you think there's anything in our house that causes your back pain?
The
bed.
Yeah.
The trash can.
The bed. And Yes, this is one thing I get kind of a little bit, I have to bend over too much. So maybe one thing is the trash can is too low. Like I said, I always have to bend down so low, and then maybe we can just buy a taller or a bigger trash can.
Yeah, but you don't throw the trash all the time.
No.
Anyway.
But it gives us a good excuse to go shopping, right?
Okay, we have to go trash can shopping.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'll say it's going to help my posture. All right, well, what is something else we can do? The article says, with practice, you can train yourself to have better posture.
你也可以藉由练习来矫正你的姿势, but how?
Good question. Well, let's find out. It says, stand with your head, shoulder blades, and lower back against a wall.
Shoulder blade 指的就是你的肩胛骨在你的后方的位置你去摸有两块凸起来的地方就是你的 shoulder blades、
right.
那你要将你的头肩胛骨还有下背贴墙站好
Yeah, it's not easy to stand straight against a wall either. I mean, you have to have really good posture to do、it, so it's good practice. Next it says, place your feet apart as wide as your hipsAnd keep your head directly over your spine. So we see keep your feet apart. Apart means separated or not together. An example sentence is, we are standing shoulder to shoulder, just inches apart.
Apart 这个副词啊，代表分开的或是隔开的。那我们刚刚说 place your feet apart， 那就是将双脚分开。那还有比如说人在打架的时候呢，你要将他们分开 ，you pull them apart.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like sometimes you pull chicken apart when you're eating chicken. You pull it apart with your hands.
对，才可以吃嘛，对不对
？All right. Well, what's next? Our article says practice breathing deeply, not in a shallow way.So we see breathe, and breathe is to take in air and let it out. So when you go into that dirty bathroom, try not to breathe. And everyone, we need to breathe to stay alive.
Yes, we do. Breathe 这个动词呢就是呼吸。字尾有一个 e, 不要忘记它咯。那 breathe in, breathe out 就是吸气、吐气。当然也可以用 inhale or exhale 来说。
Right.
那再来呢名词的形式字尾的 e 要拿掉而且发音会改变哦。我们要念作 breath。好这个名词就是呼气或是呼吸或是气息像是 hold your breath, 憋气。屏息，不要呼吸。那还有一个形容词跟它有关系，你在 breath 的后面加上 taking, breathtaking、
oh,
这个形容词就是一个地方美到惊人到令人屏息。
So can I say you are breathtaking?
Can you use it to describe a person?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Then for sure breathtaking.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You can say, oh, wow, her dress is breathtaking, or even that person, wow, he is breathtaking.
Or the view.景色
Or the view is breathtaking. Shallow. Shallow is taking in only a small amount of air each time. An example, everyone, we could say is during yoga class, our teacher told us to focus on deep breathing, not shallow.
Shallow 这个形容词呢在这边用来形容呼吸是浅的弱的所以呀、要有一个好的姿势还要靠墙这样站好保持你的姿势适当你的呼吸要够深不要只是浅浅的
Right, and with describing deep and shallow for breathing、obviously our article tells us that but also、when I was young everyone my mom would say hey stay in the shallow part of the poolRight? That's safe. Don't go into the deep end because you might have trouble. So then you can kind of think about it, how much is shallow, a little, and how much is deep.
对，所以这两个形容词除了用来形容呼吸的深浅之外，也可以用来形容你到一个水域，好，可能是海里，可能是河里，或是 pool, 泳池里头，你要待在浅的地方，好，不要到深的地方，那浅的地方就是 shallow, 深的地方就是 deep.
Right.All right, so what else can we learn about having good posture? Our article then tells us a doctor or physical therapist may also give you stretches to do.
Physical therapist, 就是物理治疗师。So I guess you might need to see a physical therapist.
Yeah, maybe they can tell me exercises. I can stretch my back or ways to, you know, exercise. And just like exercising, our article then says, try this exercise to make the muscles in your upper back, shoulders, and trunk stronger. So we see the word trunk, everyone. And this is not the trunk that an elephant has, which is the nose of an elephant. This trunk is the middle part of the body, not including the arms and legs. So we would say...Sit-ups work the muscles in the trunk area.
Trunk 这边指的是人体的躯干，那还有很多的意思哦，像是树干也是，或者是橡皮，或者是汽车后面的行李箱，都叫做 trunk.
Right. So a lot of times you'll hear trainers, people at the gym, they say, train your trunk or train your core, which is around here. All right, so what happens next? It says...Lie on your stomach and bend your elbows into a W shape. And there we see elbow. Your elbow, knee, toes, and your elbow. All right, well, what is your elbow? Your elbow is the bend in your arm between your hand and your upper arm. So sometimes we call it actually the funny bone because if you hit it, you'll start laughing.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact.But an example sentence we could use, everyone, is yesterday I accidentally bumped my elbow on the door.
Wow, elbow 这个字呢就是肘，好，手肘的肘。所以这边要我们面朝下趴着，然后呢将手肘弯成 W 的形状，所以就是这个样子。
Yeah, like 对不对? this. All right, and then what can we do next? It says, then reach your arms up into a Y shape above your head.Last, lower your arms into a T shape.
Okay, 所以手臂要慢慢往上成 Y 字形，所以从 W 变成 Y，然后呢，最后再将这个手臂打平成 T 字形。
There's a lot of good information that I didn't really know
about.
W-Y-T. Okay, maybe we can make a kind of funny word with that or something later. All right, well, then after doing W-Y-T, what can we do next? It says...Maintain each pose for 3 to 5 seconds. Do 3 to 5 sets of 12 reps for each exercise.
每个姿势呢停留3到5秒，一共做3到5组，然后每组12下。所以当我们看到这边的 rep, R-E-P, 它是体育动作中的重复次数，那全名是 repetition.
Right.
对。So, Adam, when you do bench press, 胸推好了, how many reps do you do in one set? 一组几下?
All right, well, normally I do 12. I'll do start off with 12, 10, 8, and then I'll try for maybe 6 or 8 reps.
So going down.
For the last, But I put on more weight as I'm going down.
Okay.
So...What happens after we do and take all this advice? It says, you'll be on your way to a healthier spine in no time. Okay, so I have some work to do to get a better posture and a good spine. So in our last sentence, it says, you'll be on your way to a healthier spine. So on one's way to verb ing something or to be close to doing.Something. So an example sentence we could say is, I'm on my way to learning a new language by taking online classes. So I'm on some way, where on my way? On my way to what? To learning, verb ing, learning what? A new language by doing what? Taking online classes.
So you're on your way to learning a new language, which is Mandarin Chinese.
Yes.
Is that even a new language for you?
It's hard. It's so hard. You guys learning English, you know it's hard. Learning Chinese for me is very hard.
It is hard. Okay, 所以呢，这个片语代表是很快就会达到、得到或是完成某事。那 to 是个介系词，所以你后面要不加名词，要不加 ving。那再来呢，我们还看到 in no time.
Right, in no time we saw, which just means very quickly or in a short amount of time.
也就是马上。也就是立刻，所以按照上述的去做，很快的你就会有一个更健康的脊椎。
Right, so if I follow all these things, all these steps for my back, in no time, my back will feel better. Okay, wow, well, everyone, this article has provided us with a lot of tips and ways to avoid bad posture、mm-hmm. and how we can live pain-free.
Right.
This now leads us to our For You chat question.What can you do to make your back or neck hurt less?
Okay, of course we have to avoid the postures that will make our back or neck hurt.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we always have to stretch a little bit when we maybe sit down for too long, maybe stand for too long. We have to always, you know, stretch a little bit.
Yeah, movement within the body is a good thing. Mm. So if you are working at a desk or you're sitting in yourclassroom, sometimes you'll need to get up and stretch a little bit. And the teacher needs to do it too, probably. So that goes for students and teachers.
Yeah, and always remember to keep your core tight.
That's right. Mm. Make sure your trunk is tight while you're stretching and exercising. So everyone, I hope this article and us giving you the tips about all the things you can do to stay healthy,And, you know, pain-free will go a long way in reducing any kind of pain you might have. For you, I'm Adam.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Proper. You won't be able to open this computer's case without the proper tool for it.Apart. Make sure Daphne and Tim sit apart when we have dinner, or they'll start a fight. Breathe. Derek couldn't breathe well for quite a while after laughing hard at his friend's jokes. Shallow. Roy's breaths became shallow and rapid while he was waiting nervously for the interview. Trunk.Tyler stood patiently as the man took measurements of his trunk for his suit. Elbow. Joseph hit his elbow on the corner of the table by accident and cried out in pain.
智慧小补帖
Impact. Shoulder blade. Physical therapist.Rep.